And live from Studio K, it's the Dare Gypsies.
Hello, children. This is your lady in blue. Would you like to take a trip with me on a magic carpet?
A magic carpet? I've never been on a magic carpet. Where would it take us?
Where would you like it to take us?
Could we take a trip around the world and visit all the other countries?
All right, let's go.
Oh, lady in blue, the clouds. Where are we going first?
We've just crossed the Atlantic Ocean and we're coming to the British Isles.
What's that green country down there?
That's Ireland, the land of the shamrocks.
May we visit Ireland and listen to an Irish song?
If you like. Let's go down.
And live from Studio K, it's the Dead Air Gypsies. So, we got some gypsies in the house here. Who do we got here?
Southside Sid.
How's it going, Sid?
They're all pretty good.
Southside Sid and Scuzzy. All right.
Scuzzy is here.
Scuzzy is here after all. Scuzzy wasn't sure he was gonna make it because he's been climbing up a big rock. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about your latest adventure, Scuzzy, because you have quite...
It was superb.
Superb.
There's mountain goats and bears and rivers. And, it was really, really hot, and then it was really freezing cold, and there's a blizzard, and, you name it, Blue.
Well, for those of you who don't know, Scuzzy was climbing Mount Rainier. He was on a manhood type pilgrimage. And now he's looking way buff, let me tell you.
Yeah, my arms aren't quite riding pythons, but they're
riding pythons.
They're bigger than the deceased baby rabbits that they used to be.
I don't know. He feels a little skinny to me.
Yeah. Well,
is it bigger than a baby rabbit?
Yeah, well, it's only slightly bigger than a baby rabbit. But oh, what did you say? Swirling python? No, seething python. That's for sure. Yeah. You need some meat on your bones, boy.
I'm still working on the python.
Well, I think he's looking pretty good. His physique is well done.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
how's your bump?
My bump is getting less bumpy. Yes, I had quite a little tumble scare, something like that. And it's smaller.
Do you want to elaborate?
Not really, because it was a little gory, but it was one of those scary things. I will say this, is that...
At least you didn't have a boil.
Do not hesitate to call the EMTs when you are feeling feverish and not right, and you have something growing rather big on your body.
Oh, and especially with listeria.
Are you sure it wasn't a conjoined twin?
No.
You know, you can have a conjoined twin inside of you and not even know it.
Really?
Yeah, they're called parasitic conjoined twins.
Would you name it?
If you knew you had it.
You know everything. You know all sorts of little fascinating factoids.
I don't know if I'd call a parasitic twin fascinating if I had one.
Speaking of physiques and all, Southside Sid has quite a physique because he's been working, digging holes and building type of things and
ow, my finger!
Yeah. So, bringing things up to code.
Don't get me started. Okay, so.
They have codes on the south end?
Yes, that's what I hear.
They do. There's a few codes down there.
So, if you were building your own little dwelling on your own property, and this guy comes up to you and hands you his card and says, he's the code enforcement officer, and you need to give me a call because this structure is not legal, what would you do? Well, I did. I called, and I got sent a packet. Boy, what a raft of paperwork that you have to do. A lot of hoops to jump through.
It's pretty thick, isn't it?
It is. It's pretty thick. So anyway, I don't know what the results are going to be, but it sounds like it's going to be a lot of hard work. Just doing the drawings and then trying to make my illegal dwelling legal. I guess you have to have a legal dwelling to live in it. What about people that live in cardboard boxes? Are those legal?
I think you're probably the only one around here who has an illegal dwelling.
Do they have codes in Africa? How do you draw a grass
daub
hut?
And waddle, waddle and daub. Yeah.
Well, if any of you folks out there want to call in and maybe share your building experiences or mountain climbing experiences or need your fortune told or something of the like, you can call down here at 360-468-3656. I'll just pull this music up a little bit while we sit here and gather and make an offering. And we'll be right back. Okay, we're down here at KLOI 102.9 FM. This is the Dead Air Gypsies, and we're waiting for your phone calls. We might be able to put you on the air. In fact, someone named me, Blue, wrote up a thing called telephone instructions and taped it to the wall. And so if you call, I'll try and do it by reading my instructions and pushing the right buttons.
That's amazing given our record so far.
I know. I thought we would try it a little bit, try it this time. So again, that number is 468-3656 if you want to call down here. But in the meantime, while we're waiting for your calls, it's time to read the sheriff's report.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, so we're going to go back to July 16th. We haven't been here in a while, so we need to catch up on some news here. Okay, so over on exciting Orcas Island, an Orcas Island restaurant sustained $240 in damage after someone tossed a pen into the wash along with 80 napkins. The owner of the restaurant said she suspects a disgruntled former employee who she claims was fired the day before. The 44-year-old ex-employee who insists he quit the job denied the accusations when confronted by an officer.
I'd call that a naptastrophe.
A naptastrophe.
A naptastrophe.
Naptastrophe. I just...
Napkin-tastrophe.
I got it. I think that's quite... a strange way to pull off revenge.
Yeah.
Do you think that this disgruntled employee would have that much thought?
I don't think so.
To throw a pen in with some napkins.
It seems more likely that someone leaned over the wash and the pen fell into the napkins.
And if I was working at a restaurant and wanted to get revenge, I'd probably put a side of salmon in a heating duct or something.
Or not wash your hands after using the bathroom.
Exactly. Spread some of that Listeria around.
That's right.
That's a lot more creative. That's a lot more far-reaching.
The opinions expressed here are strictly those of the clowns in the studio and not the radio station or its affiliate.
That's right. We do not advocate these things. We are not trying
to call the action. I'm just telling you that if it was me, it's the way I would do it.
Well, okay, that's taken. Now, I am going to say the thing. All views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host and or their guests. That would be Scuzzy and
South and Sid.
And do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of KLOI or GIVE, which is the parent organization of this.
Yeah. Otherwise, not bent on revenge like we are.
Yeah. Well, okay, let me see. There's some more sheriff reports here. July 5th. Man, I am really digging deep into the sheriff's archives here. Four bottles of alcohol vanished from a San Juan Island residence in an apparent pre-dawn theft on Bison Place. The homeowner reportedly recalls seeing someone leaving the house. She woke up about 3:30 a.m.
Was she drunk?
Maybe she forgot that those four bottles of alcohol went down her
throat.
Was
she watching the recycler man take away her empty bottles after she drank them?
No, get this. She woke up at 3:30 a.m., but dismissed the shadowy figure at that time as either imaginary or her husband roaming around. All right.
Oh, an imaginary figure stole my liquor.
Yes.
I've used that excuse a few times.
Is she married?
Yes, I know. I've used that excuse. I've misplaced my alcohol before, too.
Yeah, me too. Usually out behind the tree.
Right. Well, that's the news of the sheriff's report.
It's a slow week.
It is a slow week, and no one's calling us. So
no wonder.
So give us a call, because we want to learn how to put a caller on the air, according to my telephone instructions.
That's right. Be a guinea pig.
That
call
I taped here.
L-O-I-A,
360. And yes, go ahead.
Southside said numbers.
Oh, okay.
360-468-3656. 3656, folks, call in right now.
Right.
Be a guinea pig. Be on the air. Express your opinion.
Yes.
You know, everyone's got one.
Yeah, and we'd love to hear it. Or
anything.
As long as you don't say any bad words.
That's right.
Yeah.
The seven condemned words.
You want to run through those really quick so they know
beep,
what they
beep,
are?
Beep, 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 beep. There they are.
Well, one thing, I think, is that the phone? That's the phone. Hold on.
You clowns, get off the radio.
Answer phone.
Step one.
Hello, this is KLOI. Tell caller to turn down their radio. Push PGM and odd. Pull the caller up. Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Telephone slider. Push tell so they can hear you.
I can hear you.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Who's this? I'm putting on my headphones now because I can hear you then through that way.
So, am I on the air?
Yes. Hold on.
Okay, I'm holding on.
Okay, can you talk?
Oh,
there's no... I can't hear you real high in the headphones, but I'll turn down this.
I can hear you like you're across the room.
Oh, cool. Who is this, Robin?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I can barely hear you. I can hear you like you're way across the room.
Okay.
I have to wait.
Where's the tell button now? That was the one button I missed on my clever instructions.
This one?
Yeah, push that. Push.
The headphones.
Oh, now I can't hear her. No. Nope. That's it.
Okay, I'm still talking.
Okay.
Or this one.
Oh.
Is this hell button up there?
No. Oh, now we lost her.
No, I'm still here.
She's still on the phone.
No, but now I lost everything
in
here.
Earphones.
I lost
too many
here.
Buttons.
I can still hear you.
Okay, now I can hear you again. Oh, well. Anyways, well, I think we kind of did it. Because you can hear me a little.
You lost me?
Yeah. Oh, I know how I do it. Hold on. Here I go. Now do you hear?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
I can totally hear you now.
Okay, good. But that's weird because I can, it's like double in my headphones.
Is it triple now?
Yeah, triple. Okay, so how does my voice sound? I can't really hear you. I got to turn that off. Okay. All right, so we have Robin on the phone, and she can barely hear us a little bit. Sorry, we're just clunky clowns out here. But Robin, do you have a question for the gypsies here?
Do I have a question?
Yeah.
Or a comment.
Or a comment. Or tell us the new...
Or an opinion about something. Or a good movie you've seen.
Well, I would wish that I were right there on Lopez with you guys. That would be really cool.
We wish you...
I've had a really hot summer. And that's about it.
We wish you were here, too. We're going to click our heels for you right now. What?
There's no place like
There's
home.
No place
There's no
like
place
home.
Like home. There's no place like home.
There's no place like home. We wish Robin was here with us. For all of you folks who don't know, Robin lived here for
you,
a...
And you.
What? I got to get this telephone thing right. I still don't got it
okay,
right, but I hear...
instructions off the wall.
I know. I got to start all over.
Revised telephone
there.
Instructions.
She's still there.
Yeah, she's still there. Okay. Yeah, I can just hear you not very well. Yeah. Okay, so thanks for calling.
You're welcome. It's wonderful to hear yourself.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Where was Robin calling from?
Robin is calling from Nevada City,
Ooh,
California.
Nevada City.
So I definitely want to say
her fortune on the air.
Yeah, we should tell her fortune.
Free fortune.
You will live in a hot, dry place.
Yes. You are beautiful and everything you touch will be bountiful.
And you'll soon be crossing the great waters.
Metaphorically, that is.
Metaphorically, please. Yes, I hate...
Oh, because she lives in a desert, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, it's just very...
Unless
it is very hot down there.
Like that.
So, thank you, Robin, for calling in. And kind of got the phone thing. Push, tell, so you, on each... Well, the thing is what was happening is I could...
There's like 10 tell buttons.
I know, but when I press the tell button in my channel, it's like really just loud and staticky. And then I couldn't hear her voice really loud. Then I couldn't hear her voice very good, but she could hear me good.
Too bad we don't have that mute button to play with.
That mute button?
The one that rings in your ear.
Yeah.
That was kind of fun to press a
yeah.
couple times.
Well, I think it's time. Should we go to our Tom Waits story
yeah,
here?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Nighttime
story.
No. I have a better idea. This is the Found Sounds part of the evening.
Oh, goody.
Okay. And they're pretty random. It's only a few minutes long. But
random and short. That's what I like.
Are they like animal sounds?
They're off old answering machines. And they're ones, I didn't originally find them, but there's actually these places online and these people who archive them and stuff. And they're pretty funny, especially this first one. So here we go. I'm going to take off the gypsy music and go to our Found Sounds. Remember, these are someone's answering machines who left them at thrift stores to have strange people buy them and then take their tapes and post them online.
Nothing
so,
like us.
So please be aware that whenever you leave your old answering machine somewhere, to please make sure that you have deleted everything. Okay, here goes. Here goes.
I did not a day decide to go to Hamburger Hamlet.
Oh, God.
When I heard they're going there, when we got out of the car, you know, she owns. And I was walking in the back of her, and then he reached up to me. He parked the car, and he reached up.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him, you know, if I'd known you're going here, I wouldn't come.
Mm-hmm. I don't like the food either.
Well, I
at
said,
all.
That's
terrible.
All I had over there is a bowl of clam chowder, mm-hmm. because I didn't like your food.
And besides that, I wouldn't go there now anyhow, because the woman that owns it is a lesbian.
Oh?
Didn't you know that? She married this man. She was a waitress
yeah.
for him in a small restaurant.
And he had $6,000 capital ahead. And she said, if I take that $6,000 and I can show you how to build a business. Apparently she's a real terrific businesswoman, but I will not be a wife to you. And he married her. And she travels all over with her lesbian butch and lives with this man that owns a hamburger hamlet. And it wasn't written up in a magazine not long ago about
her. Is that the one near Beverly Boulevard?
All of them. They're
all of them?
They're all owned by the same couple.
Oh, for God.
They own them all, and in Europe, too. And her lesbian goes right along with her every place they go. Now, what he does for sex, I don't know. Maybe he uses both of them when he feels the desire. I don't know.
Should we comment on that one? I would say so.
Oh, oh my God.
Oh,
okay. We just thought we better talk about that one a little bit. Do you guys have some comments?
Well, it doesn't seem likely that he'd be having, you know, relationships with both of them if they're lesbians. This just doesn't go with the territory, as far as I know. But
I'm confused. I don't understand.
That was a strange one, I would say, finding on an answering machine, Hamburger Hamlet. Yeah. Okay, so we'll move on to this next little found sound, and off another answering machine goes.
Hello, this is the FBI. We are watching and tapping you and your phone. Be careful.
Hi, Scott. This is Bruce from Rehoboth. I went to the doctor the other day, and it doesn't look too good. You know, Magic Johnson? Well, we'll talk about it later, okay? Bye-bye.
Hey, Nikki, this is Scott. I'm at Ross's house. It's like 5 minutes of eight. Don't do anything erratic until I get home later.
Hello, this is the FBI. We are watching and tapping you and your phone. Be careful.
Okay.
Be careful.
Yeah, be careful. FBI is tapping your phone.
That's right.
Probably. Actually, it's probably the Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah. Well, here's another one here. This is kind of my favorite in a way. because it has to do with children sharing custody, stuff like that. So here we go. This is the last one of our found sounds off answering machines found in thrift stores. Here goes.
I will have you in court for modifying this child support so that I can afford to pay a nanny to care for them this summer. My lawyer is going to represent me in this case because it is all very legal, sane, and the law. If you don't plan on taking the kids from June to August, there will be a modification for child care. Thank you.
That's harsh.
That is pretty harsh. I wonder what happened. Think he took the kids so she didn't have to pay for a nanny?
I'd pay for the nanny.
I'd take the kids. I think it'd be fun to spend the whole summer with my kids. So.
I know. Why would there be
my kids?
Yeah.
But what are their mouths?
I mean, what's the problem? I mean, yeah. Why wouldn't he want to take the kids?
Yes. Why wouldn't he?
I know.
Maybe other mommy doesn't like his kids.
That could be.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe she doesn't like taking them to the racetrack and having to keep an eye on them while other daddy is trying to drink mint juleps and keep his hangover under control.
Mint julep.
Oh. Yeah, something like that. I don't know what. It's an inconvenience, you know, at times. Children are...
Yeah, they're an inconvenient truth.
That's why they're going to school next week.
They are.
Yeah, school is starting.
Woo-hoo.
So, now...
Take that!
Yeah. Love children. Well, speaking of children, here's some news from out there in the world. Now, this is about a loving grandfather over in Elkin, North Carolina. Let me just read you this little news article. David Hayes' granddaughter just asked him to hold her Barbie rod and reel while she went to the bathroom. He did. And seconds later, he landed the state record channel catfish at 21 pounds, 1 ounce.
What a whopper.
Yeah, and a Barbie rod and reel.
Wow.
David Hayes holds a record-breaking catfish. Oh, that was under the caption of the picture. So anyways, he set a state record with his 21-pound, 1 ounce channel catfish that he nabbed with a little help from Barbie.
Oh, would you bait my hook?
I know. It's like, there it goes to show you that all the gear in the world won't get you a record fish, but a Barbie rod and reel were. I bet they're flying off the shelves.
That's
now.
That's right. Oh, I'd like one of them Barbie rod and reels, please.
Yeah.
And some night crawlers and some of them little chiggers for bait.
Yeah. It's like the secret thing. I bet they're talking about that in North Carolina. It said Alicia.
Yeah, that old boy, he got himself a record catfish with a Barbie rod and reel. Yeah, yeah. Eat that something.
Yeah. Hayes said his granddaughter worried he would break her rod. But he landed the 21-pound fish on a 6-pound test line. You're kind of a hunter, fisher, trapper there.
Somewhat.
Scuzzy.
Somewhat.
Is a 6-pound line?
Well, 6 pound test means it breaks when there's 6 pounds of force exerted on it. So if you have 21 pounds, then, you know, maybe it was just, I don't know.
Good fisherman skills.
I'm not a freaking physicist.
Okay, well, all right, I'm going to move along here because here's, here's some more entertaining news. But again, if you all want to call down here, the number is 360-468-3656. Robin was our guinea pig and called us up all the way from Nevada City, California.
That's right.
And we were somewhat semi-successful in getting her on the air. We'll try again if you'll let us. So give us a call. And because we only got, 12 more minutes left.
Okay, you have 12 minutes to call. And the
12
clock is ticking.
Yep. So, here's my next little news item. I like this one quite a bit. Italian priest organizes beauty contest for nuns.
Not by me.
An Italian priest and theologian said Sunday he is organizing an online beauty pageant. Ooh, that was the phone. Oh, we'll have to interrupt this.
We mentioned a Catholic priest, and we got a pedophile on the phone.
Hello.
Follow the instructions carefully.
Well, they
phone.
Hung up.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh. Probably hung up because they.
Yeah.
Try again.
Hello again.
Call again.
Call again, whoever was calling.
Okay, so
somehow.
The priest is organizing a fashion show. No, beauty test for nuns.
Yes, okay.
Right.
An Italian priest and theologian said Sunday he is organizing an online beauty pageant for nuns to give them more visibility within the Catholic Church and to fight the stereotype that they are old and dour. Oh, there's
the
phone.
I guess as long as they don't get in the habit.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Calling from California.
Calling from California. Yay!
San Rafael, California.
Cool. San Rafael, California. Who's
area.
This? Oh. Who's this?
It's Fred.
It's Fred?
Fresh.
Oh, Fresh! Woo! Oh, I'm really excited. Oh, I can't do this tell button thing. Hey, thanks for calling.
How you doing?
Good. I'm so glad you're listening.
Oh, it's great. I'm having a good time with it, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Have you been?
I've been great, sort of, except last week I was really sick, but I already went into that, so I'm not going to.
I didn't hear that part, and I suppose I shouldn't really need to.
It's okay. Hey, for all of you out there, Fresh is one of my online buddies who became my real buddy in person.
What's the weather like, Fresh?
What's that? I'm sorry.
What's the weather like down there?
It's really, really hot.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty smoky.
Really what?
But it's all right. We're having a good time. We're living.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, it's really good to hear from you. Fresh turned me on to, what was that group again?
Shall I say it?
Yes, yeah, say it.
Big impression.
Yeah, Big Head, Todd, and the
Monsters. I know. I was just kidding. It's Big Head, Todd, and the Monsters. And
oh, Big Head, Todd,
yeah,
and the Monsters.
Yeah, we went to Big Head, Todd, and the Monsters in Seattle, and Fresh is quite a fan, and with his wife, and it was great. I mean, they totally rock out. We saw him at the Showbox.
Well, I just have to ask, was Fresh your given name?
Given by friends, not by my parents.
Given by friends, not by parents.
I gotcha.
But it's one of many, and the others are much worse, so I just stick with Fresh.
Oh, he says it's one of many. See, we only have the one headphone thing here, so I act as translator. I'm doing sign language, but they're not following. So he says it's one of many. It's the best of the worst, basically.
Yeah, sure.
So, well, thanks for calling in, Fresh.
Yeah, well, Fresh.
Thanks for having me, and I just wanted to say hi. It's been way too long, and let's do another show again soon.
Okay, cool. And I'll write you soon because I haven't been good at keeping up.
Yeah, we're both good at that.
Yeah, I know.
We'll talk to you soon.
Are we going to tell
okay.
Fresh's fortune?
See you later. Bye. Yay.
San Francisco.
That's so exciting. Fresh is such a great guy.
We should tell Fresh his fortune now that he's off the phone.
Okay, what's his fortune?
Hang on, let me get out my little cootie detector here.
He will most likely eat ramen in the near future.
Ramen in the near future.
All right.
Fresh has now, if I wish I could remember, he sells these watches that are really...
Fresh?
Well, they're like these...
they take a licking and keep on ticking.
Well, they are. They're like these really, like, awesome watches that the military and divers wear. And
did he build the watch?
No, I don't think so. But he had some really cool stories.
Does he make them?
No, he doesn't make them. He sells them.
Oh.
Yeah, he sells them. But I'm going to just keep on reading my little theologian thing here, you know?
All right.
Because it gets a little better here. Now, remember, this Italian priest is want to give a beauty pageant for nuns, more visibility within the Catholic Church, and to fight the stereotype that they are old and dour. Now, listen to this. The Miss Sister 2008 contest will start in September on a blog run, by the Reverend Antonio Rungini, and will give nuns from around the world a chance to showcase their work and their image. Nuns are a bit excluded. They are a bit marginalized in ecclesiastical. Thank you, Southside Sid. I know you get your smarts from the South End, so.
That's a right. Big word for a South Ender.
That's right.
It is.
I read it on the bottom of a beer can once.
Good. Well, this will be an occasion to make their contribution more visible. Okay, so, let's see. Said,
what kind of outfits are they going to be wearing?
Oh, wait. We're getting to that part. Now, I need to get the website for this. Unfortunately, it's not on this. Visitors will go to his site and will have a month to vote for the nun they consider a model. Nuns will fill out a profile, including information about their life and vocation, as well as a photograph. It will be up to them to choose whether to pose with the traditional veil or with their heads uncovered. We are not going to parade nuns in bathing suits.
Oh, shucks. I guess that's a case of getting out of the habit.
Is it allowed for nuns to even wear a bathing suit?
Oh, I mean, under their habit.
I don't know.
Can nuns swim? I know they can fly,
can they
swim?
Can a nun wear a thong?
I don't know. I mean, you could get me going about nuns, because actually I had a great aunt who was a nun, Sister Martina. And so our house was full of nunnery trinkets and treasures that she would send to us, you know, and I am.
Any God's eyes in there?
No God's eyes.
Prayer cards. No.
But yeah, prayer cards and lots of,
little
Christopher medals and Saint this
crosses,
and Saint that.
And the Jesus that glow in the dark.
But I'll tell you that she did go to the retired nun's home when she got old. It was in Indiana. And it made quite an impression on me, because there was this big chicken farm there. And you know how I feel about chickens. And
holy chickens.
And I mean, a huge chicken farm. And that's how they supported the retired nun home, with the eggs. And then when they were done with the chickens for Campbell's soup, is what the guy who took me in there
told
me.
What do they do when they're done with the nuns?
Campbell's soup.
Yeah, Campbell's soup. and
nun and noodles.
I know. It was actually quite shocking to me, because I must have been about 7 or 8, and I was looking at those chickens and thinking about the nuns and the little bits in my Campbell's soup, and it did kind of freak me out for a while.
Nun chickens.
Yeah. So
nun soup for you.
Yeah. So there's more I could tell about that, but we'll save that. We'll go on here with the, let's see, is there something? Oh, the contest has drawn some criticism from the Association of Catholic Teachers. But what about the priests and the Pope? And I guess
bet none of them are even interested.
Well, they're not criticizing, so they must be into it somehow.
Some of them.
Well, I'm going to have to check that out.
You're concerned with loftier ideas.
All right. Well, you're listening to the Dead Air Gypsies, and this is time for the little station ID. We got 4 minutes left here. KLOI LP, Lopez Island, Washington, 102.9 FM. If you still want to call in, you can call in down here at 360-468-3656. Otherwise, we're going to tell you a little bedtime story here by Tom Waits. And as soon as I cue it up here, where did it go?
Track number two.
We're going to, we'll put that on, and then we'll put our, we'll close out on the Dead Air Gypsies. So, this is a little bedtime story that Scuzzy listens to put him to sleep, is what he told me. So here we go. Tom Waits.
Once upon a time, there was a poor child with no father and no mother. And everything was dead. And no one was left in the whole world. Everything was dead. And the child went and searched day and night. And since nobody was left on the earth, he wanted to go up into the heavens. And the moon was looking at him so friendly. And when he finally got to the moon was a piece of rotten wood. And then he went to the sun. And when he got there, the sun was a wilted sunflower. And when he got to the stars, there were little golden flies stuck up there like the shrike sticks them on the black thorn. And when he wanted to go back down to Earth, the Earth was an overturned piss pot. And he was all alone. And he sat down and he cried. And he is there to this day. All alone.
upside down piss pot.
Wow, that was so uplifting.
I fell asleep.
Completely uplifting. Oh, sorry, I had my cue button pressed. So we're the Dead Air Gypsies, and we've had a good time here. We hope you have too. And it's just 10 o'clock here, so we're going to say goodbye. And we'll be back sometime. We never know when, but sometime. But here's our little closing out song. Here goes. Bye.
Well, Lady and Drew, I'm sleepy, and I'd like to go home, please.
All right. After such a long journey, there really is no place like home. Mid pleasures and palaces, though I may roam, be it ever so humble, there's no like home.
Be it ever so humble, there's no place like home.
To all children all over the world, good night. God bless you.
Good night, Lady in Blue.
Thanks again for listening. This was the Dead Air Gypsies at Studio K at KLOI LP FM 102.9 FM. Go ahead, Scuzzy.
I just wanted to say see you later.
See you later.
Okay.
Adios,
see you all later. Bye.